This is a sermon given at St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas. Visit our website at saintdave.org.
Well, hello there. This past week, I attended a conference called Nuevo Amanecer, and it took place in the beautiful mountains of North Carolina at the National Episcopal Retreat Center, Canuga. It was a conference for Latino lay and clergy folks, and it was geared at empowering more Latino leaders and supporting those who are in ministry. Nuevo Amanecer means new dawn, or perhaps new beginning, or new light. You may ask yourself, why this conference? Well, first and foremost, if you haven't noticed, I am Latina, and I'm doing ministry. And I'm trying to empower and minister those who are Latino, also here at St. David's, to do the same. And if you know anything about the changing and evolving demographics, both in the United States and in the Episcopal Church, then you know that Latinos and Latino ministry is the largest growing group in the U.S. and in the church.
Can't see him anymore.
It is believed that by 2050, the number of both Latinos and Asians, who are also a fast growing group, will surpass those of the Anglo population. Therefore, empowering those of Hispanic and Latino heritage becomes a priority not only within the church leadership, but even in our wider communities. So I did take away with me some key learnings from the conference that I will share with you. First and foremost, Latinos know how to praise God. There was much dancing, there was clapping, there was singing, and lots of fun had when we worshiped together. We, as a wider community, can actually learn a little bit from them and how we praise God. Latino ministry comes in all shapes and sizes. There are churches that are along the border, communities that are growing, and those that are focused primarily on migrant ministries. There are churches in urban settings, like St. David's here, focused on second and third generation Latinos who want to celebrate and share their culture and language with the wider community. There are Hispanic and Latino congregations all over the U.S., from West Coast to East Coast and everywhere in between. And this was evident by the number of dioceses represented at the conference. We had so many represented. If we're truly committed to growing the church and to building the kingdom of God, to grow our church family, we need to understand our current context and act in appropriate ways as we plan our future and grow disciples in faith. This means being open to new ways of worship, inclusion, and doing ministry. And the last key takeaway is that Hispanics became the largest racial ethnic group in California in 2014, and in Texas just in 2021. So we are in a prime location to build the kingdom of God. Given all this information I just gave you, now I want you to look around. Seriously, turn around, look at the people next to you, the people behind you. How many Latinos do you see? Not too many. We're here. We are representing a few of us. We had a few more at the 9 a.m., but we're here. We are a small but mighty group. We represent many nations just here at St. David's, like Mexico and Ecuador, Spain, Cuba, Puerto Rico, and others. However, our church demographics don't necessarily represent our larger city and or state. So this tells me that there is work to be done. There are opportunities abound for us. I will share with you that there are those of us who have been members of St. David's for years and at times have been made to feel less than. Yes, here at St. David's, made to feel like maybe we're invisible. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm here because this church is committed to that radical hospitality and inclusion and ministering to those on the margins. That's why I'm a priest at this church. But I will also say that we're flawed, like so many of us are, and we don't always get it right. Now, I was particularly blessed to attend this Nuevo Amanecer because our presiding bishop was there. He led the opening Eucharist and preached. And if you had to guess, what do you think he preached about? Love, you're right. He preached about love. And you know what? And rightly so. Because that's what we're all called to do. That's why the most important commandment is to love. His go-to sermon, where he repeated his quote and stressed that if it's not about love, it's not about God. And our readings for today, this third Sunday after Pentecost, reveal a similar theme as well as other related themes. First, good things come from God. If you didn't pick that up from the gospel, they don't come from Satan. This knowledge can be used to help us discern things that come from God and those that don't. So when we're listening to the news and we hear Christian groups speaking from a place of hate or separation or less thinking of others as less than, that is not from God. We see this particular theme reflected in our collect for today and in our gospel reading from Mark. The second theme we hear is about grace. Grace is extended to all of us, and it should know no bounds. Grace is to be shared and extended to all.
You like learning with your mom.
We as God's people, and by our baptismal promises, we committed ourselves to God and God's purpose. We have been gifted that grace, and we should be extending that same grace to everyone, those here and those that are not here, welcoming everyone into this family, into this home, into this church, expanding our definition of what it means to be a Christian family, a theme reflected in both Paul's letter and Mark's gospel reading. Now, many of you know that I am of Cuban descent, the daughter of Cuban immigrants who came to this country during the early years of Fidel Castro's come to power. My parents' lives were at risk because they were outspoken about the government and they had to leave. So with just a couple of suitcases and a new baby in tow, my oldest sister, they arrived to this country and had to start anew, a new dawn, so to speak. Now, this is my story, but in speaking to so many just this past week at the conference, it is a story not unlike many others. So here's a funny thing. Cubans like to think, and I can say this because I'm Cuban, Cubans like to think that they're special. I dare say we like to think we are better because of our unique heritage, our culture, and our story of how we got here. And I'm here to tell you that we ain't that special. I mean, we are, but not any less or more than any one of you, because we're all children of God. Cubans, like many of my other Latino brothers and sisters, come in all shapes and sizes and colors. And when Jesus says, whoever, I repeat, whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother, he is challenging the dominant Jewish culture to who he is speaking at that time. And he's saying closeness to God is not defined by your Jewishness or, for us, our Christianness. And no longer are you just responsible for your own people, people that look and talk like you, but instead, your family is now broadened. and extends to anyone who does God's will, who does God's will and comes from a place of love. Christ's vision of the coming kingdom of God was rooted in the same profound, radical hospitality we embrace here at St. David's. Hospitality that would not allow the traditional law or practice or dominant culture from keeping him from reaching out to those in need. So what does Jesus ask of us? To follow where he goes. To do what he does. To love as he loves without boundaries. To heal. To forgive. To do justice. To love mercy and walk humbly with your God. Just like Jesus does. Building, not dividing. Healing and restoring. Now I want you to take another look around you. I want to see those heads turning. Look around you. Look at those empty spaces. Who is missing from your family? Who are we not reaching? I don't know about you, but I see plenty of space to invite others. So go out and do it. We have no excuse not to. Invite someone, and not just someone who looks and thinks like you. We want all different kinds of people, people with different ideas. Our readings, in particular today's gospel and Paul's letter, challenge us to look beyond these walls, beyond our cultural and ethnic boundaries, beyond our denominational lines, our social economic status, to see all people as our brothers and sisters and mothers. We are called to seek and to serve Christ in all persons, loving our neighbors as God loves us, respecting the dignity of every human being and ever growing this church family. As is the case with all of God's asks, guess what? It's not easy. It will push us to uncomfortable depths. It will ask us to be vulnerable. Ew, vulnerability. Who wants that, right? It's hard. But guess what? As hard as it is, we go knowing we are not alone. We're reminded here every Sunday that we have each other and we have God at our side so we can faithfully respond to God and say, yes, I will with God's help. And so as I'm reflecting on the name of the conference that I went to, I'm reminded that with each nuevo amanecer, with each new dawn and new light and new day, we have a chance to redefine and to expand the boundaries of this church, broadening our church family and the opportunity to show others God's life-giving, liberating, and God's redeeming love. Let us leave here inspired to do just that. Amen.
You can find more lectures and sermons on iTunes by searching for St. David's Episcopal Church in Austin, Texas, or visit our website at saintdave.org and click on the podcast button.